Hello.
Hi, Jennifer. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. Thank you so much for your patience. I appreciate it.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah, quite a day yesterday, and then I had you on my calendar to call at 11 o'clock this morning, and at 11 o'clock they sent me a call, and it was 58 minutes, and it just took forever, and then it put me behind again. So I'm like, man, I got to get to call them. I promised her.
Yeah, well, yeah. I spoke to him, and, you know, I think that he's serious about staying in the program to see what kind of benefits he receives from it. He felt a lot better after hearing that was a scam, or potentially scam, and what to look for. Yeah.
And you told him about the username or the security question and answer on file, right? If anybody calls, just to kind of confirm it.
Yeah, and he did remind me that, oh, I knew about that. So that
was good.
Yeah. I'm going to try to get him in this call real quick.
Yeah, please do. I want him to feel comfortable, you know?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Mm-hmm. Miss Tina, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay, he's on the line.
Hi, Isaiah. Hello. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. It's Friday, and thank you for your patience. I was telling her I got set behind on my calls yesterday, and then I tried to call you guys at 11, or you were my calendar, and I got a call right at 11 that took almost an hour. So I apologize, and thank you both for your patience. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's okay. I've been slammed anyway, so.
Oh,
it's been hard
good.
To get off.
I know. Mostly I felt bad for Jennifer because I'm like, it's hard to have to coordinate something, you know, with me and you to talk, you know, when we're both so busy. So, wow, you did a good job, Jennifer. Pat yourself on the back.
Thank you.
So, yeah, and I'm sorry that one of those scam companies, it sounds like it was a scam company that called you asking you for more money. I was telling Jennifer that you guys are paid in full with this. Anything relating to Google and your online presence, right? So even if someone calls you and says, hey, we want to update your Google listing and it's $5, that's even a scam. You don't owe anything for it because you're paid in full with us. And I even pushed your next billing out an additional 2 weeks for free just to kind of compensate you for that confusion. I know that you're aware of the security question and answer on file, right?
Yeah. After I was talking to Jen about it some more, the guy just kind of called me at the like perfect time where I was doing stuff and he was jabbing my ear off and he's asking me for money and stuff, and I kind of went off on him a little bit. I'm in the middle of a job, and then
good
I had to hold
you.
That. I talked to Jen about it a couple of times. She talked to you about it. I was like, man, just call them and tell them to cancel it. I don't even want to do it no more. And then we had talked about it some more, and I was like, man, you know what? This whole time I could have just asked that dude for the security question, and he wouldn't have been able to answer it, and I could have just hung up the phone.
Yep, that's what I always say. Just ask that, and not only tell them you want them to confirm both the question and the answer. And if they can't do it, then politely hang up the phone, like you said, and it saves you a lot of time and having to deal with it. Now, couple of things that I remember from when I spoke with Jennifer is, number one, she was involved in the client interview, but she hadn't been added yet as an authorized user, and I know that she's such a good backbone to you, so it's okay for me to add her as an authorized user on your account, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That's what I thought. Okay, so I don't know why that wasn't done in the first place, Jennifer, but I'm getting it done now. So...
I don't even know if that was the thing.
Well, what's your last name, Jennifer? I think I saw it when you called in on the caller ID.
Henderson.
Henderson, okay. So, that's just in case she calls in and she wants to make an update or she has a question. If they see that she's authorized, they'll be able to assist her. So I just added her there. And then the second thing is that when people call you through the call tracking number, I had noticed that your voicemail box, it was full or it wasn't set up, something like that. Were you able to get that all cleared out by now or?
I was not, but I can definitely, today is like my kind of my off day where I just go around and do some bids and I'm working on my equipment right now. So,
perfect.
I can definitely get that handled today.
Yeah, I always tell people that I never know when my voicemail box is full unless someone tells me, right? So that's why I always tell our clients if I hear it. But especially, you know, since you're paying money to get, you know, your phone ringing with new customers, you don't want to have, you know, them reach something like that. They can't even leave a message, you know, because that might be a missed opportunity. So we have that set up. And then for text messages on your account, who do you want them to go to? Do you want them to go to you or Jennifer?
It'd probably be better if they went to me.
Okay, that's the way I had it set up. I had it set up where all the text messages were going to Isaiah, and then Jennifer, I put your number in there just so that you and I could correspond a little bit and that I could receive the text back. But moving forward, we'll make sure that all the texts go back through Isaiah. And then I see there's a note on your account that says that there's a phone verification that Google was requesting. I'm asking the technician if we can do that right now. So what that means is that they will text you if I can catch him. His name's James. He's in the verification department. So if I can catch him, he'll text you a little 5-digit code right now from Google, and then you'll read it back to me. And then when we submit it to Google, then they'll say, okay, we trust you. This is a valid business, and we can publish them. Matter of fact, he did say that it's available, and he sent it to your number, Isaiah, the one ending in 6875. So can you read back to me that code that he gave you, the little 6-digit code?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Tina, what should we look for in these coming weeks? What kind of benefits should we expect that we haven't seen already?
So the great question. The first thing is that the website's already up and running. The Facebook ads are launching. We put you on the popular directories, and we're mobily optimizing you currently, making sure that you'll still come up from the iPhones, the Androids, and the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, okay? Now, with the Google placement, it takes a little bit longer, okay? Industry standard to get on the first page is 90 days. We're a premier partner. We do it in only 45 to 60 days. So the fact that this phone verification is available, that's a really good sign because that actually expedites things and it gets things done quicker. So I'm absolutely confident as far as your Google placement and your client calls coming through Google that you'll absolutely see activity within this first month. However, it is the second month that you'll really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition.
Excellent. We were also advised to create a Facebook page.
Yep. Did you get that done?
Well, it's at a bare minimum, and I wanted to know what you guys do with that.
Okay. So what they'll do is they will start running Facebook ads on it. So first of all, if you created it, we're going to have to be added to it. So I'm going to send the Facebook department a message that you created it, and then they'll send you the instructions to add us to it. And then you know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to make sure that if people are searching for any of your services, because the search engines are tracking that actively, right, we'll make sure that there's going to be an ad for Pure Cuts coming up on their Facebook newsfeeds. So Let me just circle back to Isaiah, make sure he got that code, because once they send it, it expires in 15 minutes, and I want to make sure that James gets it before it expires.
Yeah, I have it. Are you ready?
Okay, what is... Yes, go ahead.
All right, 65-41-73.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 65-41-73. Perfect. I sent that over to James. And then I'm going to send another message to Kyle. He's in the Facebook department, and tell him to add you the instructions, or send you the instructions so you can add us to the Facebook. Jennifer, did you set up the Facebook under the business or under your personal account, or how did you do it?
The Facebook is set up under a regular Facebook page. The first name is listed as Isaiah Warlow. However, there's only pictures of pure cut stuff, and then they required me to do a separate business page.
Okay.
So that's how that portion is set up. And I was wondering, with the photos that we have, is Local Splash going to go in there and edit it and create the page, you know, in a way that it looks more appealing to the consumer, because Isaiah or myself are not web page creators, you know?
Absolutely. So once we get access to it, we'll go in there and we'll update it, and we'll use the same content that we're using for your website and for the Google optimization, and any revisions that you want down the road, that's all free of charge, meaning it's included in the package. So let's say 2 weeks from now you have a really cool before and after photo that you don't have today or something, or there's a new logo that you get down the road, or any kind of content that you think would be helpful, you could send that over to us as often as you want at photos@localsplash.com, and every time you send that to us, we'll update it on your Facebook and on your website as well as the Google listing.
Okay, one more question. You said that Facebook will, you know, look at their algorithms and things of that nature. So does an individual have to solely look up pure cuts, or just lawn care in those keywords, and then
exactly,
that's what will engage pure cut advertisement?
That's it. They're going to be looking for lawn care or different keywords associated with your services, and then they'll get an ad for your business. So they don't have to know your business name to get a Facebook ad. It'll automatically come to them promoting you. So I'm just looking here if there's a link to the Facebook so I could send it to Kyle, and there's not. So I'm going to try to find it. If I can't find it, then I'm going to have you send it to me. So you said it's under Isaiah's name, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Pure Cuts LLC.
Okay. That's good. So that way... You did good there, because I always tell people, put it under the personal account with the business name like you did, because that way when people message him, we know that he's getting the messages, you know? So you did good. So, did you use the instructions on the email that we sent you, or did you just do that naturally?
Naturally.
Oh, good for you. Okay. Because I see they sent you a little mailer, too, that was in an email format. Okay. So I didn't see Isaiah Warlow Pure Cuts LLC. Let me just do his name and see if I can find it.
It might not be active, actually. I don't know if there's a...
It's
okay.
Popped up on people I may know on my Facebook.
Oh, you can see it on yours?
Yeah, it pops up. It says my name. And then it has my little logo on it.
Okay. I'm not getting a response from Kyle. So what I want to do is, do you know how to screenshot that and send it to me?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do that? Yeah, okay. So I don't remember when we spoke if I sent you an email or not. So I'm just going to send one right now that says, please reply to this email with your Facebook link or with your screenshot, and then that way I can send it over to that department, and then they'll send you the instructions to add us. So please reply to email with your Facebook link and or screenshot. Okay. And then now you have my personal email too at the company for future reference. So if you ever needed me, you could just also email me and go, hey, Tina, can you call me today or something? And then I can work with you on that.
Excellent.
Yeah. So just make sure that you got it. I sent it to the email that we have on file, which is purecutsremittance@gmail.com.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it. Okay, good. So you can just, you know, copy the link or, you know, screenshot it and send it, and then that way I'll send it over to that department. And then watch your email at some point later today, because once Kyle sees the message, he could be on another line right now or in a meeting, but once he sees it, he'll send you the instructions to add us to it. So let me see here. I'm looking at the email that they sent you already just to see if there's any instructions that are already built into it. Do you see that one that they sent you on July 29th that says action needed, create your Facebook business page? She didn't use this. She put it together naturally the right way, which I was so proud of her. But I'm just looking through this email real quick just to see if there's any instructions on how to add us. Oh, you know what? The manager over there just sent me a little cheat sheet of which email to send you. So I'm going to send you one that says action needed, accept Facebook business page admin invitation request. So let me send that to you. Here it is. So we'll give it a second to get to you guys, make sure that it gets sent successfully. I know
I sent you a text message just so that you can verify that there is a PureCuts Facebook.
Oh, I see the link. Oh, good for you. Thank you. Okay. So I'm going to send that to Kyle, too, just so he has it. Very cool. I like the way you did that. Like you said, I mean, you didn't have to do, you know, much more than this. You have the basics. You have the logo on there. You have the cover photo. And as far as spoofing it up, once we get access to it, then we can do that and run the ads for you, okay? And then we'll also put on the side the link to your website and your phone number on a click-to-call feature here, so that people can see you. You know, we could put see us on Google here. Here's our website. Here's our phone number. So, yeah, we'll definitely get that all added. So I want to look at that email that was sent. Just so you know, that one to add us, it did get to you. It did send successfully. Did you get that one now? If not, you can refresh the page, Isaiah, and you should have it.
Okay, yeah, I did get it.
Okay. Let's see. So It says, accept your admin invite here. There's a link, but then also it says reply to this email with your Facebook page, which I already sent that over to that department. So they have the Facebook link now. So they should be able to have all the tools they need right now to get into it. What does it say on your end when you click on that link? Does it have you do another step at all or what? Because I can't see what it says when you click on that.
So I'm looking over this, and I'm trying to find a link.
Oh, it's the one that says Facebook Business Page Admin Invitation Sent, and it says accept your admin invite here, and the here is the link. It's kind of underlined, and it's in a different color. If you click on it, it'll...
Isaiah, click on that. It's not working from my side.
Yeah, I see. Did that come through a text message or the email?
It came through the email.
Okay, hold on a second.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at exactly what you're saying, but there's not a link, not under Facebook Business Page Admin or accept your admin invite here.
So if you click on the here, it's not linking to anything, right?
No, it's okay. Just the same font, just bold. No link.
Okay, I think why that happened is because they haven't added it yet. The Facebook that you just created, I just sent it to them because it says here, please make sure to accept the invite on the email sent to you by Facebook or by accessing your page. And then it says that you could send us a copy of the Facebook link, which I already sent them. So if you've not already received the invite, please reply to this email with your personal Facebook page link email address or page URL so we can add you as an admin. So what is the email address that you set it up under? Is it the same email that we have or is it different?
It's actually set up under a phone number.
Okay, so let me tell Kyle that.
And that's the 418 number.
Oh, okay. So the 418-6875?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It didn't ask you for an email when you set it up at all, or did it?
No.
Okay.
You know what? If it did, then it would have been the Pure Cuts remittance, but I don't believe that it did.
Okay. Okay, so actually we have everything that we need for now, so just table that. Don't worry about it since that link's not taking you anywhere. I already sent them the link. And if anything else is needed, once Kyle sees these messages, then he'll correspond with me and I can call you guys later. I can have that department call you. But for right now, just based on looking at these emails, it looks like we have everything we need. You know what I mean? We have the phone number that it was set up under. You didn't put an email in, but if you did, it would be the same email that we have. And we already have the link to the page. So I think that everything's going to go smoothly there. But again, if we need anything else, we'll have that department reach out to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So you guys are all good to go. So, yeah, welcome aboard. I'm so glad that it worked out for both of you. And Isaiah, I told Jennifer the other day that my extension is 777. So you also can always use me as a point of contact. My name's Tina. So in the event that you have a question or an update or anything like that, I'll preface it and tell you that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. You might call me at some point and I can't help you, but at least I can get you to the person that can, okay?
All right. I appreciate your help.
Of course. Yeah, and it's nice talking to both of you and have a nice weekend coming up too.
Yes, ma'am. You as well. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.